To Canberra now, where the political haggling over tax cuts is set to dominate the federal parliament when it returns next week for the first time since the election. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has the latest.
Parliament House is coming back to life with the latest political recruits in Canberra for Orientation Day.
I'm pretty sure this is the entrance, right?
This is great. It's exciting.
No nerves though. Excited to be here.
Speaker of the House, Tony Smith, welcomed the new MPs to Parliament.
It's wonderful to see you here, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the next couple of days learning about all of the rules and procedures.
And while the new MPs learn the ropes, their more seasoned colleagues are focused on tax cuts.
Mr Morrison just wants an argument rather than an outcome.
Labor is opposed to elements of the government's multi-billion dollar tax plan, and opposition leader Anthony Albanese wants it tweaked.
We are being constructive. We're offering to pass the first stage of the tax cuts, but to bring forward the second stage so that all workers will get a tax cut.
But the Prime Minister says there's no room for negotiations. Scott Morrison says if Labor doesn't support the tax package in full, Australians will receive no extra money. Shadow Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says that's not necessary and is urging the government to split up its plan so that the first and second stages are passed this year, benefiting low and middle income earners, while stage three, which will ensure 94% of taxpayers face a marginal tax rate of 30% or less from 2024, is dealt with later.
Stage three, what we've said is just defer that. Look, let's deal with the things we can agree on. Let's cooperate. The people of Australia want us to cooperate more. Let's defer those. You bring them back in the later July sittings or whenever you like.
There is another way the government could get its whole tax package through Parliament, and that's with the support of the crossbench. The votes of Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick and his colleague Sterling Griff are crucial. Senator Patrick says they're yet to decide whether they'll support the government.
We're not in a position to give a definitive answer at this stage.
He's raised concerns about the third stage the tax plan.
What we need to make sure is that we don't end up with a situation where down track with a softening economy, we end up cutting health, education and aged care services.
Next Tuesday marks the start of the 46th Parliament. The first few days will be packed with ceremonial events, meaning tax cuts won't be debated until Thursday. The government will request that the Senate sit until all three stages of the legislation have been debated, meaning politicians could be sitting late into the night to work out a way forward.
Stephanie Boris reporting from Canberra.